I'm Nick Weiss. How are you?
I'm good, Alex Gertzberg. How's it going?
Fantastic. Tell our 57,000 listeners at home who you are and what you do.
Sure. My name is Nick Weiss. I am the litigation attorney with the Gertzberg Law Firm. I've just gone on a couple months ago. Before that, I was in-house counsel for Sterling Jewelers. And before that, I did litigation for a number of years. Happy to talk with you, Alex.
Okay, good, good. That was very enthusiastic. Yeah. Thank you. How long have you been litigating?
I've now been litigating for 4 years.
Four glorious,
glorious
years.
Wonderful good. Years.
What do you like about it?
What I love about litigating is getting in the trenches and doing the work. And what I love about it is getting really good results for people and winning cases. That's what I love about it.
There's one term in a contract that we're going to talk about right now, and that is the forum selection clause.
Yes, that's right. And and we get to this because of litigation, because this is becoming a more and more litigated issue. People are trying to invalidate it, and this is really important once you get to that point, because your forum, your home field advantage is so, so important. It really cannot be overstated.
So let's back up. What is a forum selection clause?
Sure. A forum selection clause is a clause in an agreement that determines if there's a dispute over whatever's in the agreement, where that dispute is going to take place. And that a lot of times that means it's going to be in a state. It can be more specific than that. It can be in a county. It can be in a city. And it is really whatever the two parties decide is the place that they want to adjudicate or litigate a dispute.
So like a typical forum selection clause in a contract might say, for example, in the event of a dispute between the parties, the Cuyahoga County Court of Common Pleas will have exclusive jurisdiction over that dispute.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And you brought up something good with how you worded that. How you word that can be incredibly important. You might think that you're restricting it just to whatever's going on in that contract, in that agreement. But if you use those words you just said, any dispute between the parties, it's possible that even outside of that contract, you've bound yourself to Cuyahoga County.
Right, right. So, all right, so let's back up a little more, right? So now we know what a forum selection clause is. And I think we know generally how parties use it, right? They use it to limit, and they intend to use it to limit the places in the country or on the planet where they can be sued.
That's right? Exactly right. Most of the time, this limitation is very, very specific. You know, as we discussed, can go down to a county. Right. Sometimes it's to explicitly exclude other jurisdictions or other laws. A lot of the cases, especially international cases, are used for that very purpose, is to find some kind of neutral ground that's right. going to avoid unfavorable ruling for one or more parties.
Well, and it also avoids unnecessary expense, right? So if I'm selling widgets all over the country, but all of my employees and my corporate headquarters and all of my assets are in Cleveland, Ohio, I don't want to be sued by a customer in Arizona or in Alaska who buys one of my widgets, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You don't want to be pulled into a place where you don't have a presence, you're going to be scrambling for representation, right. and the other side is going to immediately have an advantage.
Right, right. So being sued elsewhere definitely increases the cost of defense for you. It's a foreign court, so you're traveling more, you're hiring local counsel over there. If you're silent on forum selection, then where does the case get resolved?
So this goes into your standard analysis of what venue and what personal jurisdiction a court has. So if we're keeping this easy, if we've got your Ohio and Arizona example, most of the time, contract with you and your widgets and that company in Arizona, either state could have both the right venue and the right jurisdiction. You could go either place.
Right. And those are just, we're probably getting a little arcane here, but law students will love this. The those are two separate questions. Venue means where the case will be heard. Jurisdiction is which courts are able to hear the case over these particular parties. So there's personal jurisdiction, there's subject matter jurisdiction, and that those are separate inquiries from venue.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you could have a court, and in fact this happens a whole lot, where there is personal jurisdiction, but venue isn't appropriate. And right. So they just won't hear the case there, and they'll transfer it somewhere else.
Right. Okay, and then so negotiating tactics, right? A lot of it comes down to leverage, right? So if I'm being asked to sign a contract with Time Warner Cable, and I want to negotiate the forum selection clause to say Cleveland instead of New York, Time Warner Cable is going to tell me to go kick rocks.
They right? are, yes, that, right? that is true.
Right, but if I'm again selling my widgets and I've got you might say that I'm the Time Warner Cable relative to the customer, meaning I'm selling large quantities of a particular product. Maybe it's online. Maybe it's through distributors, whatever, right? If there's a lot of customers signing the contract I want them to sign, chances are I've got the leverage. You think that's fair?
I think that's absolutely fair. It's who has the power makes the rules in a lot of this. And the forum selection clause is one of those areas where if you have that significant leverage, you can pretty much dictate the terms.
Yeah. Yeah, so in a pre-printed contract, our advice typically is to pick the court where you would want to be sued. And then a whole separate question is court versus arbitration, which we'll save for another podcast.
Sure, that's a whole other thing, yeah.
But that's something you can put in there too.
Yes.
So in some cases, for example, you may want your forum selection clause or your arbitration clause, if it's with consumers, to be separately initialed. Right, that increases the chance that it's going to be enforced, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Forum selection clauses between businesses are almost always upheld.
Right.
Between employers and employees are mostly upheld. It gets a lot dicier once you get down to the consumer level because right. of their low level of sophistication.
And that first category is really important, right? So now I'm buying supplies from a supplier for my business, and they're giving me their pre-printed form, and it says that if I want to sue them, it's got to be in Massachusetts, and I'm here in Cleveland. What I tell a client in that case, don't sign that contract. No one's forcing you to. At least raise your hand and say, I want this to say Ohio, or I want it to be someplace neutral so nobody has an unfair advantage, and see what they say. All they can say is no. Right.
Yeah, that's exactly right. There are so many cases we have that I had back when I was in-house and back when I was litigating before I came to the firm where this would come back to bite people,
right.
Where one party would unilaterally pick a place. The other party wouldn't either know that they could change it or they wouldn't change it. And now they're litigating in a state
right.
where they have really no footprint whatsoever.
Yeah, you know, it really amazes me how companies, when they're signing contracts with their suppliers, think that they have no power whatsoever. I mean, just cross out the forum selection clause. I'd rather
sure.
be silent than say some state far away from my home territory, right? But almost everything's negotiable, so negotiate it, including forum selection clauses. Nick, anything else we want to talk about forum selection wise?
Those are my big points. If this is something that you should be looking at in your contracts, because this is a problem that you probably won't face. Most of your contracts aren't going to have an issue, but that one that does, this is something that you don't want to have come back and bite you.
Right. Awesome. Nick, thanks so much. Thanks, everyone.